Let's talk some footy. Are you surprised with an 8-match ban for Spencer Lynch?
Not really. This is what I expected, given that he entered that guilty plea beforehand. You know, he did show some contrition and remorse, but for me, the NRL, it was a line in the sand moment. They had to come down with the big suspension once they got all the facts on board to show that it's a big deterrent in the future, that this isn't going to happen again. And if you are a player who does this, you're going to cop a lengthy suspension. So to me, the interesting part is it's 8 weeks. If it was to be 7 weeks, he would come back to play the Broncos at Suncorp Stadium in round 9. Could you imagine the build-up to that and how explosive that would be? So I don't know if that factored in any way, but, you know, they've avoided that bombshell, if you will. But, yeah, that's what I did expect, the 8-week suspension. And I think upon the facts, it's justified as well.
Yeah, right. What about a Vegas wrap, Jacko? How'd you think it went? There weren't too many Americans, but I don't think we expected that. It seemed to be wonderful rugby league tourism in general.
Oh, definitely. I think inadvertently it was a great selling point for the game in Australia. I know we were supposed to sell it to the United States, but for like that 2 or 3 week period, just working in the sports media, that's all everyone was talking about on the streets of Brisbane. Even my family up in Townsville, people down in Sydney. So the publicity it generated, there were obviously going to be a few teething problems the first year. And I like the fact that they're going back for the next 4 years as part of that 5-year deal. So, and to watch it, I don't know about you guys watching it from home inside the stadium, it looked pretty good. And the players deserve some credit because both games that they tossed up were quite exciting for an American market, more defensive orientated for that Broncos Roosters game. But that Rabbitohs Manly game had a lot of tries. There was a bit of bloodshed. There was a few big hits. Reece Walsh with a shoulder charge. So I think it delivered everything that they expected it would have beforehand. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they got to be happy with that. And, you know, obviously they'll find a way to try and get it on free to air over there, even though Fox One, has supposedly 100 million potential viewers. And the amount of viewers was low, but yeah, steady, and they're committed for 5 years. So yeah, good on them.
Hey, I mean, Adam, any inkling of what they spent on it?
No, I'm probably the wrong person to talk about that. But yeah, the focus now for me turns to who's going next year.
Yes.
So you've heard the whispers of like Penrith's pretty much locked in from what we can hear. I was talking to the Dolphins, whose name's been mentioned. They kind of want a Queensland team to go once every 4 years to capture that tourism market. The hard part for the Dolphins is two of these teams have to sell a home game to go over there. So the NRL has to buy the home games, and the Dolphins home games, they make a lot of money at Suncorp Stadium. They're getting a big crowd. So that's the difficult decision for them. And also the Warriors have been tossed up to catch the New Zealand market, and then maybe a Storm or Raiders. So like they're the five teams that I've heard so far, but over the next months, we've been told that the NRL will make a decision so the teams can have more time to plan logistically where they're going to be based. And I think probably upon reflection, the Broncos would have gone to Vegas a bit earlier than what they did instead of being based in LA for so long.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, let's talk about the weekend, mate. Cowboys good.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I can talk about the Cowboys forever. I was calling the Queensland Cup game at Langlands Park, and then I saw the score, so I had to race to Suncorp Stadium and make sure I watched it. It's good to see them, finally play to their potential. Last year, we're so disappointed because you know they have the talent in the team, and they just didn't live up to the expectation based on the previous year getting towards the preliminary final up in Townsville. But my old mate, Kyle Fell, getting one try short of matching Matty Bowen's record. That's a sensation. He'll get the chance to do it against the Knights this weekend. Jeremiah and I, he was great. Reuben Cotter's always solid. And Tom Dearden, I really love the growth that Tom Dearden's shown. But on the opposite side of the coin, how disappointing were the Dolphins after all that preseason hype?
Yes.
Yeah, they were disappointing, and I think Benny's going to have to ring some changes this weekend. He's got a few options, obviously, in the halves and up front, but the big talk, I suppose, has been about the age of the forward pack. I mean, you take Gilbert away for the season, and you're talking four guys or so, over 30 years of age.
Oh, definitely. That was always going to be the problem there, Paddy. And Tommy Gilbert's just the heart and soul of that team, and it's even been disappointing to see at training, how sad the playing group is that Tommy Gilbert's not there with that long-term injury. And they've also got problems this week. So Connolly Lemuelu dislocated his kneecap. That'll be a long-term injury. Ray Stone suffered an HIA. That's another forward who's going to be out this week. Jared Wallace was 18th man. So you think Jay Wall will come in and they'll need another forward to go in. Also, Tessie New in the centres struggled against Zach Laybutt. He had a field day against him. You've got Jake Avarillo there. The Bulldogs recruit didn't play round one. He played Queensland Cup for North Devils. Scored a try in their upset win over Burley Bears. So maybe Avarillo comes back into the side this week. Depends how loyal Bennett wants to be. I talked to Jesse Bromwich, the Dolphins captain, after the game, and he said Wayne was quite firm. He said he wasn't angry, but he was very firm the way he talked to the playing group. So obviously trying to send a message early on there.
Possible overtraining, do you think? Adam, you've watched them do the physical stuff?
Not really. I just think the Cowboys are really good on a day service. They got the jump on them. And you go back to a lot of those Cowboys tries that were scored on fifth tackle. And again, in that conversation I had with Jesse Bromwich, he said the part he highlighted was so disappointing was their own fifth tackle options not being able to capitalise because they had a lot of good ball and then switching off to the back end of set. So a couple of those Cowboys tries were back-to-back tries, so which turns a six-point deficit into a 12-point deficit, which turns it into an 18-point snowball. So even though the scoreline blew out so much towards the end, if there's a few areas they knuckle down in, they save a few tries. One of them was with that hammer with that stupid kick where he tried to deflect it off Lukey and scored a try. So yeah, there's a few 1%ers, 2%ers, which they hone in on. So they've got the Dragons this weekend, Sunday afternoon, up at Redcliffe. So to me, that's a big test. If they lose that one, there's a few alarm bells ringing.
Mm. Hey, Bronx, I know Nine reporting last night that that Marty Tapaiu may be a victim of the Las Vegas loss.
Yeah, to be honest, I was surprised that he started in that Vegas game. Like, Corey Jensen's done everything wrong. He's probably the fittest player in the club, strongest player in the club. I think he deserved to start in round one. So I think that'll happen on Thursday night against the Rabbitohs. No real other changes for the Broncos. Adam Reynolds injured his knee a bit in that Vegas game, but he's told us he's good to go. And they've had that sort of, I think it's 11-day turnaround between games. But that's another interesting game too on Thursday night.
Yes.
Rabbitohs and Broncos. None of those teams want to be 0-2 at the start of the season, given that they've been kind of finals fancy. So, yeah. That's quite an exciting game. And the Rabbitohs still without Jack White. Their star recruit doesn't come back till round three. And the stats tell me too, the Rabbitohs have won their past four games at Suncorp Stadium. So they're not intimidated coming up here. Mm. So that's a huge test for the Broncos. Mm.
Did you think the Broncos' work rate was okay in Vegas?
I think it took them too long to get into the game, that first sort of 25 minutes, which was justifiable because Brendan Piakoura went down with that HIA and they had to reshuffle the forward pack. Yes. And then Paddy Carrigan moves to the edge. He's not as effective. He can't pump out the middle minutes he usually does. So the Broncos' loss was excusable based on the fact of that Piakoura HIA and the way it affected the interchange. So, but interesting to see, how they really bounce back because, you know, I honestly think for the Broncos this year, the four players have lost, Catewell, Flegler, Herbie Farmworth and Keenan Palacio. It will take a toll. A lot of Broncos fans just think they're going to roll up and get into the grand final again
this year.
Right. I think it's going to be a lot more difficult than Broncos fans expect.
Hey, will Piakoura be right? What's the word?
Yeah, we've been told because it's now that minimum 11-day standout period, speaking to Kevin Walters, He's reacted better than expected. He was a bit ginger the day after the game, but they've done the continual testing protocol. So, yeah, expect him to be in the side on Thursday night. Expect him to be named this afternoon when the teams get released.
Hey, Jacko, just back to the Lenny thing. How's Ezra doing? I mean, have you checked on his welfare with the club?
Well, yeah, they said he obviously took it harsh, and they did that. One positive for the club yesterday, they had their Deadly Choices partnership announced and recommitted with Steve Renoff at Suncorp Stadium. And that's something that Ezra is heavily involved in. And I think it gets misconstrued a bit in this case of, like, I've seen reports on social media. So he had a 12-paragraph impact statement and 8 paragraphs got redacted because of obviously the personal nature of that. You know, people shouldn't think Ezra Mann didn't do anything wrong. All he did is stand up for his culture. So I don't like any criticism around that. He should be applauded the way he's behaved. You know, he's kept very quiet. I like the fact that he called it out on the field. So Ezra Mann's action there will change the game in the future for so many people. And, you know, he was obviously taking it hard. The only time I've seen him is at the airport when they return. He was a bit down, but the club's done a really good job of getting around him, having the support mechanisms in place there with the well-being officers. So, you know, I think he'll come out firing at Suncorp Stadium on Thursday night. Given that it's the best part is that this is all over now. It's over on the Monday night. The judiciary's done, and we can stop talking about it after today.
Yeah. Right, well said, Jugger.
Yeah. Hey, just quickly, your Cows host the Knights on Saturday at Queensland Country. You know, Heels and I are claiming responsibility for Zach Labatt's incredible performance the other day, because we had him on the show and we got him pumped up. But, boy, wasn't he good. He's a mover, isn't he?
Well, I covered the Cowboys-Broncos trial in Mackay a few weeks ago, and I said to the Cowboys coaching staff, you know, who's impressed you in the preseason? They said Zach Labatt's had a really good preseason, and he'll be beneficial for Kyle Felt too, because we didn't really see it on this Sunday because he was carving up the Dolphins so much. He has a really good offload, so expect him to have a lot of try assists. I've seen him play in the Queensland Cup for the Townsville Blackhawks. And the Cowboys also had a player, Villami Valia, who they recruited from the Warriors. So it was essentially a two-way race between him and Zach Labor. And because Zach Labor performed so well, fitness, training in the off-season, he got that opportunity. It's so great to see a young kid take that opportunity with both hands as well.
Brilliant, Jacko. Always generous with your time, mate, and we really appreciate it.
Thanks, Adam.
No worries. Catch you, guys.